have the urge to throttle you with one hand and cradle you with the other. Holy shit! Is this how I've made you feel all these years?
Well...
Oh, one could argue I had this coming.
Suddenly, Bone snatched me up. The abrupt change in velocity snapped my head back hard enough to break my neck. But before the pain even registered, I saw it.
Motherfuck.
Networks of lasers hung like a spider web in front of us, the same light blue color of the walls, and so close that if I reached out, I'd lose my fingers.
3 more steps and Madigan would be scooping up our remains with a shovel.
Then Bones flung me to the floor and flattened himself on top of me. Now I had a broken jaw and rib cage too. But when a hail of bullets sailed over our heads instead of into them, I didn't mind.
Bloody sod. Let's see how they enjoy their own trap.
The guards who'd come out of hiding to shoot us abruptly became airborne and hurtled toward the laser net.
Ew.
All right, kitten.
Fine.
As Bones pulled me to my feet, I made sure not to look around. Sure, I was no stranger to the ugliness of death. Today alone, I'd killed lots of people, and intended to add to that tally. But this was gross.
Can you take down that laser net, or do we need to find a way around it?
Bones closed his eyes, his brows drawing together in concentration. The lasers disappeared moments later. I shook my head, torn between awe and irritation.
You didn't graduate to Mega Master abilities overnight, which means only one thing. You've been hiding it from me.
Well...
You have a lot of explaining to do.
I know. But later.